Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us all and He speaks to us in our heart. He has much to say. All of His word is a blessing. The last broadcast we talked about how the false teaching, it works together to take away the simplicity of God's word, which is a blessing to us. The enemy wants to stop us any which way he can. It's not a secret. That was an ancient plan of his to always hinder the things of God. And that's what he's been doing from the beginning. Last time I looked, Satan hadn't changed. And according to the word, he have not changed and will not change. Now, Jesus said that the enemy comes, Satan comes, to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When you have a dream, he comes to kill it and steal it from you and destroy you. When you have a plan, a good plan, he comes to kill it, steal it from you, and destroy you. Every part of your life, he comes to kill any progress towards God, anything that will bless you, anything that will bless you in your heart. And he always tries to tempt you to do something that's going to be a curse to you. He comes to kill, he's after you. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy everything that will be a blessing in your life. Even when it comes to sin, sin can be pleasurable. But if he could get away with it, he'll take that too. And even the sin that you do and run after, he'll take the pleasure out of it. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He tempts you to be an enemy to God. He's trying to get us, he's after our rebellion. And then he wants us to worship him. All of these things, they work, that's how he is. That's how the world system is. That is the world system. It's the lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And that's how it comes, and that's how it works. That's what it does. Kills, steals, and destroys. Now, in yesterday's broadcast, I shared something that was interesting, how God hates sin, just like we hate cancer. Cancer is a dreaded disease. And when people find out they have it, it's almost like saying an assassin's after you. They see a death sentence. And they hear that, at certain stages, there's nothing that the doctors know other they can do. But our God have healed people from every stage of cancer, just like he has saved people in every stage of sin. Unless they were unwilling, God was able to help them out of their sin. And to men are always not, they don't see sin the same way God does. Because in order to see what God sees, you would have to see what happens over time. Now, if you can take God at his word, you don't have to see what God sees to know that sin is going to be the end of you. And then, if you don't stop sinning, if you don't leave it alone and turn from it and hate it and reject it, you're going to leave a lot of hurt people in your wake. Just like when a boat, if you're trying to fish off the bank and then a boat flies by, he's running in the water, high speed. Well, the propeller prop and the wedge of the boat leaves a wake. And the water will churn for a while. and waves will ripple out from the wake. That's called a wake. I even heard that some aircraft carriers, they can write their names in the sea with that big old ship. Or battleships, they can write their name. The captain can write people's name in the sea with a ship because of the wake that it leaves. Well, when people do things that's wrong, they leave a lot of hurt and disgusted people in their wake. In the aftermath of their endeavors. And they're thinking about one thing, their pleasure. And they don't think about what it's doing, or they just don't care what it does. A thief doesn't care who he leaves behind in a bad condition. They don't stay up late at night. Well, I probably shouldn't have stole that man's car, because now he's upset. He can't go to work. They don't care about the people they leave behind. When people snatch somebody's purse, they don't care about what was going on in her life. They got a purse. They may have gotten a medicine, a credit card, a cell phone, everything gone. And they sell it for what they can and buy drugs and throw it away. They don't care what happens to the people that they hurt. And neither does Satan. Now, hell's going to be very hot for Satan. He's the father of lies. It's going to be terrible for him. He'll never feel comfort again. When he's thrown in the lake of fire, he'll never feel any comfort ever again. He's got to pay for all the people he hurt. There's no redemption for him. And so it is with the people who trust him. They're going to feel pain forever. In hell. Hell is terrible. It's a terrible place to be. I've been there. Those that listen often, they know that I've talked about how the Lord took me to, he gave me a dream back in, I went to sleep and I woke up in hell in 1986. And my spirit man was there. I saw it. I've experienced it and I came back. I was there as an observer. Nobody can say it's not real. I felt the heat of it. I saw the misery of it. And it was enough for me to realize, hey, it's a real place. And I can still remember it now. And this is 2018. It was January of 86. This is January of 2017. Many years have passed and I can still see the faces of the people I saw then. It's important to know that the Word of God is not lying to you. That's a dangerous road ahead, the future is, if you try to live it without God. Everybody out there need to know God for themselves. We need to know Him and understand Him and love Him and go forward in this life. Because Satan is out there trying to deceive people away from the wonderful works of God. All sin is a divider, something to divide us against God. And once Satan gets a person interested in sin, he can walk away. The sin itself will do the rest. Those that love God, they can get away from it. They can get out of the problems that they're going to face. Only through Him, through redemption. And if God forgives us, which He's so richly will, we have to forgive other people. Forgiveness is our standard. We have to walk in forgiveness if we want God to forgive us of our misery. The misery of hell is the end result of sin. Because the wages of sin is death, and if you die the second death, you die and you're departed from God. Whatever happens to you there happens to you there. God can't intervene. You're in Satan's jurisdiction at that point. And I can assure you it's not going to be good, and you're not going to like it, and you're going to wish you didn't exist. And you're going to wish God could get you out, and He's not. Not you, but I'm just saying, this is just the way it is. This is just the seriousness of it. This is the seriousness. This is how serious life is for everybody. But I believe the best, those that love God, you're not going to go through that misery. But this seriousness is to be understood so that we can help people afford it. And we have to speak the truth in order to do so. There's so much false teaching out there that a lot of people are not aware of the dangers of this life. You have to have faith to avoid hell and destruction, just like you have faith for salvation. You have to have faith to stay you have to use your faith to stay out of trouble, just like you use your faith to thrive in God's will. A lot of people want to pick out all the good scriptures and the scriptures that plainly show that they benefit you, and ignore the ones that warn you. In order to have a balanced life, you have to have both. You have to have the love of God and the fear of the Lord also. Those that fear God, they cease from sin. They do something about the situation. Now, I knew God blessed me a long time ago. I know he gave me the right to pray for whatever I want. He'll bless me. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Talking to those who operate in his word. If my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will. It'll be done to you. Those were great things. I thank God for all of them. But I remember a time, my main prayers was, how do I stand? I got to stand. I said, Lord, I feel tempted. I don't want to fall. I don't want to fail. I want you to help me defeat this problem. And 90% of my prayers was about, how do I win in life? I was almost unconcerned with all the blessings that I could receive. Because why should I concern myself with blessings when temptation's on my mind? I like to master things before I go any further. Now, that's just how I do things. I like foundation. And when you have foundation, you can stand. And I had to learn how to stand. Now, the scriptures teach you easily how to do it. Cold religion puts water on the fire. Cold religion is sin itself. Cold religion is nothing else but sins. It's a wolf in sheep clothes. When good men of God misunderstand the word of God and preach, and that doctrine is not according to the perfect word of God, is tainted. What's the difference between a tainted message and sin itself? The word says anything that's not of faith is sin. So that means doubt is sin. Unbelief is sin. Unbelief is worse than doubt. Doubt is a disabler. Unbelief is rejection. When people get an unbelief, they don't want to know the truth. Just like when they stoned Stephen, they put their ears over their ears so they wouldn't hear what he was saying, because they were being convicted. And Saul was standing there holding their jackets, but he heard what Stephen said, and the word got in his heart. And when Jesus knocked him down on that road of Damascus, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" He registered that Jesus is Lord. He was asking him who he was and called him Lord in the same sentence. Asking in the same question. It was still a complete thought. He was asking who he was and calling him Lord in the same question. He answered his own question. And then he said, I'm Jesus. Why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against a priest. See, if you touch the body of Christ, that's his people. That's Christ's body. And this is a day we need to be one in him. And those who God put first, many that were first will be last, many that are last will be first. And the reason is people that, the kind of people God's going to put first are those who love him, those who walk in his way, those who live a pure life, those who desire to live a pure life, and they put effort in their desire. They put works to their faith, and their faith works by love. They have love, they have faith, they have works, and they're geared towards doing the commandments of God. They fulfill the law, and they ask the Lord to help them wherever they need it. And the Lord is faithful. And God is going to promote those to the front because it's wisdom. And they seek the Lord. They seek to be a blessing to others. They don't fall. They don't give way to the world. They don't compromise. They don't preach rebellion. They can't be bought. They can't be bribed into doing anything evil. Because they love God. They're like the man who had who God gave 5 talents to. And when he went away and came back, he turned 5 talents into 10 because they are active in their faith. Some people God could only trust to give them 2 talents, and they turn that, they double that. And then some, they buried what God gave them. And what they was given is going to be taken back and given to those who do what they're supposed to. So the man that had 5, he ended up with 11 talents. And so it is with those who God promote to be first. Because God doesn't do anything that's unwise. Those that are the most faithful, remembering faith is the highest form of sincerity. Faith is also a definer because it's the highest form of sincerity. Those who are faithful will be promoted to the front. They walk in love and they act on it. They're more like David. Or David's more like them. And the ones that he put in the back, they're more like the one that buried their talent. Or they were not as faithful with what they had to work with. They didn't walk in love at their choice, like those who God promoted to the forefront. They didn't do it, and the people that God put last, they do it their way. The people that God put forward, they follow him. Now, ever since 1991, I've been teaching people to follow God. That's the message that he gave me and he trained me for, and that's been my message ever since. If people can follow God, they can be trained for whatever God wants them to do. And they'll do a good job of it because they love God. And I knew this a long time ago that the Lord, that they were the kind of people that God was going to use mightily. But most people didn't believe my message. As plain as it is, They did otherwise. They did other things. They did it that way. And I don't say that lightly. I know it. Because I'm including the information that God gave me, the visions, the dreams, the words of knowledge that God spoke to me, and even the words of wisdom that God had me to speak to them. Words of prophecy that he had me to write and speak. Because the Lord trained me. And he showed me what was going on. I was not in the dark. I didn't say everything I knew, but I knew what the Lord had said to me. Because while I was ministering to them, he was training me. And he used real-time people to do it. And I was very desirous of them obeying and following God. I saw visions. I saw what would happen if they did. And I knew what would happen if they didn't. The influence of false teaching is still here. And it started with the rebellion of the Pharisees. And the doctrines of devils is anything that would be an interruption. Remember, cold religion is just as satanic as devil worship. It's just got a religious face. Now you wouldn't be deceived by devil worshipers. Because they, you know, they're praising the devil and doing witchcraft. You know that that's wrong. You don't want to be around. Nobody in their right mind want to deal with people like that. And they don't care who it is. They want them to go on somewhere. At least you know what they are. But those that speak, that come to you teaching with wrong teaching, they're more dangerous because you may not realize it. They come to you as God's people and they look safe. Now only the Holy Spirit knows the difference. But see, when you love God, you're not moved by the world. You can overcome the world at your will. And if anything in the world bothers you, you can go to the Lord in prayer. You can talk to the Lord about it, and he can give you wisdom. And you can counter it. God can help us counter the activity of Satan 100% of the time. The things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, they are things that are worthless to me. The things of the world, the things that cause problems and traps for people, I hate those kind of things. I can't be tempted with beer or cigarettes. I've never bought it. I'll never pay for it. To me, cigarettes are worthless. So is beer. So is drugs, anything like that. Some people will pay a third of their paycheck on it. What Satan is peddling with the false doctrine, to me, it's a crying shame. When you love God, you don't want what the opposite of God. You can't love God and love the opposite of God at the same time. Sin will turn you into the enemy of God. You can't trust it. The more you love God, the more your appetite for what's right will change. And I thank God for all that he's doing in his people who love him. He's able to relate to them. And they gain more understanding as they live. But when things are taught wrong, it's betrayal against God. When lies are taught in the name of truth, it's dressed up heresy is all it is. The things that bless you in the Word of God is what is the only thing that's worthy to be taught. Now the Lord knows that people who love him will seek him, and when they're faced with danger, they're going to trust God. When they're faced with an alternate way, a farce, a lie, they don't deviate from what's right. No matter how many tares are out there, and there are more tares than wheat. Or it has been that way for a long time, but now many people are getting saved. People are getting saved by the thousands every day. By the thousands every day. Thousands of people get saved every hour. But there are many people who have not made a choice to follow God. So there are many tares. And for years, it would say, it's safe to say there were more tares than wheat. I don't know the ratio at this point. But I do know that there are many tares out there. But that won't, they can't change and alter people that love God. People that love the Lord and they are dedicated to Him. No devil out there. The gates of hell itself will not prevail against them. Because they suspect that God is true. Because in your heart, that's where your will is formed. And when you fill your heart with God's word, when we fill our hearts with God's word, we see things the way they should be seen. And we see the darkness for what it is. See, when the lights are on, you can see objects for what they are. So it is when you light your heart with God's word. When there's a lamp burning, the love of God burning in you is like a candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And that's if a man's heart has a flame for God, he has a love and a passion for God. But he was always around negativity. When the enemy suspects that there are people who would love God, he tried to surround them with negativity. That's why you hear some people that do the most horrible things, they end up getting saved. They were corralled into that evil lifestyle before they understood things properly. But their heart wanted to, in the right conditions, wanted to know God. And when they heard the truth, they responded. They didn't just remain a forgetful hearer. They responded to the call of God, the love of God. And they came into the kingdom of God. And God was able to help them build their life. And so it is with all who cherish the love of God. No matter what happens, no matter who leaves their life, no matter how they're threatened, they're going to love God and they're not going to falter. I don't say these things lightly, but many good people, many heroes have fallen, have died because of bad, poor teaching, poor training, and false doctrines. I've heard a lot of good men of God and women of God wonder if it was God's will to heal them, when the word of God plainly says that it's God's will to heal them. Now, when people don't understand these things, anytime there's a weakness, the enemy will try to capitalize on it. And he will send false teaching just to get you in a trap, just to help you miss the blessings of God. And I know he'll do it. And I know he's behind it. And he uses people who side with him, whether they're on God's side or not. Anybody that will agree with him on anything, he will seek to use them toward the problem. Even weak Christians will be used if they can be used. Anybody will be used if they allow the enemy to use them. That's why I confess that I'll do all that's in God's heart. I don't put myself above others. Because good people that have done greater things or more outstanding things than I've done, have done this. And we are capable of believing the wrong information. And I know this. But to reduce the chances of making unnecessary mistakes, I follow God. I seek to do things His way. And I ask Him what I should do. I seek the Lord in all things. The word said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. Here's a few reasons why. When you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and the Lord speaks to you, you're going to hear what He has to say. He's going to give you perfect information. And as you believe it, speak it, and act on it, like we are, that's how we treat God's word and all truth. We believe it, we speak it, and we act on it. We speak it in faith on purpose. and we act on it. Well, that faith is going to become knowledge. You're going to leave a healing wake in your path. Wherever you were doing those things, the wisdom of God, you're going to be a blessing to people. And it's going to put spiritual wealth on your life. And it's going to open doors for you to receive greater things. And you'll be a blessing and not a curse. You'll leave a pattern of good works, as in Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 7. It talks about leaving a pattern of good works. And you got to be rewarded for it. And in doing so, you're countering things. You're countering compromise. You're countering rebellion. You're countering deception. All in one action and with one statement. As you do these things continually, you make statements that counter the darkness in every form there is. When you walk in the light of God's way, you're representing Him in every form there is. And you're providing knowledge and wisdom and potential trust in others. Because if they latch on and do the same thing, they're going to become able to trust God. We believe God. We act on His word. And in doing so, we become capable of trusting God. Remember, faith is the noun form of trust, and trust is the verb form of faith. Trust is the noun form of faith, and faith is the verb form of trust. And faith is first. After we have faith in God's word and act on His word, He's able to do His side.